Gordon Morrow was born in Harlingen, Texas, to B.F. and Lucille Danley Morrow in Harlingen, Texas on October 22, 1932. He was married to Wanda Dobbs Morrow on December 26, 1950. Gordon attended Abilene Christian College, graduating with a degree in animal husbandry. He is survived by his wife, Wanda, his son and daughter-in-law, Mark and Glenda Morrow of Austin, Texas, daughter and son-in-law, Carol and Sam Beasley of Ridgeland, Mississippi, and son and daughter-in-law, Miller and Connie Morrow of San Antonio, Texas. He is also survived by his grandchildren, Jason Beasley, Eric and Dixie Beasley Livingston, Drew and Chandra Morrow Perkins, Paul and Melanie Morrow Partlow, Ryan and Elena Morrow, Bradley and Taryn Morrow, Danley Morrow, Megan Morrow, and Hillary Morrow, and seven great-grandchildren, one great-granddaughter having preceded him in death. Two brothers also survive him, Bobby in Katy, Texas, and Troy and Sandra Morrow of Austin, Texas. A few adopted children, Larry and Kelly DeLong, and their daughters Jackie and Rebecca of Quanah, Texas, and Thomas and Linda Stewart, and sons Benjamin and Everett of Franklin, Tennessee, also survived Gordon. Gordon was very active in church work, serving as an elder for the Adams Street Church of Christ for many years and for the Rangerville Church of Christ before moving to Beeville from the Rio Grande Valley in 1973. While in the valley, Gordon was a farmer. There are many things that many of you don't know about Gordon, I would imagine. First off, he met Wanda in the eighth grade. Now, what's interesting about that is they weren't in the same grade at the time. He had been in school at Rangerville and had just finished the sixth grade. And for junior high, the students from Rangerville went to San Benito. Now, whether this was divine intervention or a young man just seeing what he could get away with, when he showed up at school, he told them he was in the eighth grade. And so that's where he put him. They put him. Wanda was in the eighth grade at the time, and that's where they met. And it seems to have worked out fairly well. In high school, Gordon played football and was a right guard. And when he graduated, he and Wanda went off to Abilene Christian College together in the fall of 1950 and married in December of that year. They both finished college in 3.5 years and graduated in December of 1953, with Mark having been born in October of 1953. After college, they returned home to Rangerville to farm. During the valley years, he was chosen as the outstanding young farmer of the Rio Grande Valley. He got his private pilot's license, was an avid motorcycle rider, and was on the advisory board at Abilene Christian College. And he served many years as president of the Cameron County Farm Bureau. After moving to Beeville in 1973, Gordon was involved in several business enterprises before retiring. Some of those jobs included serving as the Bee County Farm Bureau agent, managing Roberts and McKenzie Hardware Store, and owning and operating Beeville Hydraulics. So you see that Gordon did many things over his lifetime, and he was many things to many people. But to us, he was husband, daddy, granddaddy, father-in-law, brother, uncle, elder, and so on. He was loved by so many people, and we will greatly miss him.